Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the second. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Yes, yes. Hello, one. Hello, all. Hope you are having a fantastic week. We're going to talk about something pretty crucial today when it comes to the Super Trade Round, and for you guys setting your teams up for the run home, and it is Nuffs. Now, for you guys that don't know what Nuffs are, they're effectively non-playing reserves, NPRs, whatever you guys want to call them. They're players that are bottom dollar in your team that won't be playing, that you can effectively use to move around for trades, or you can use them to loop pretty effectively and pretty safely. Now, with the NRL's new 18th man rule, you can't trust team lists, but these guys that I've listed out today, they've all come from reserve grade, and a lot of them aren't getting a start in reserve grade either, so a lot of them are not even playing in the second tier competition. Now, looking at the run home, basically from round 20 to round 26, I've identified four teams that have a really, really juicy run. They are the Bulldogs, they are the Sharks, they are the Titans, and they are also the Manly Sea Eagles. Now, a couple of these guys don't play for those teams, but they are still pretty good enoughs, in my opinion. What makes a good enough is someone that's not going to be playing, no one that's going to come near playing. Play later in the round because we can get a better idea on looping and scores as they update during the round. But also the fact that I think a good enough also has dual position eligibility. Now, in recent years, we've had some fantastic options. There were two good options, in my opinion, this year. One of them we'll touch on, but the other one was Isaac Targo. Now, as injuries happened and Origin rolled around, Isaac Targo did get a start for the Penrith Panthers. He also played really well in the games that he's been given, so not confident to put him in. But there is one more second rower, center wing enough that you guys, the Supercoach veterans, will know about. But we'll start top to toe. We'll start with the hooker that we've listed, and we'll go top to toe. The hooker that I have selected is Zach Docker-Clay. Now, Zach Docker-Clay, he's contracted under the Tigers, but in Supercoach is listed still under Manly Sea Eagles. Now, Zach Docker-Clay is a hooker slash halfback. He's 173,000, so you can move him around in your team between those two positions. But as I said, he's listed for playing for Manly and Supercoach, but he's coming off the bench for the Tigers in reserve grade. Look, he's going to compete with Luke Brooks, Jock Madden, Moses Mbai, Billy Walters. They're the four names straight away in front of him, but there's also a couple of other guys in lower grades that Zach Docker-Clay is playing for. The reason why I like him is the fact that he is not contracted, but he is listed under a Manly banner for Supercoach. So just because he plays for the Tigers, we can still pick him for Manly, and he's in one of those four teams at the start of the show that I touched on that play later in those rounds between rounds 20 and 26. So I think Zach Docker-Clay will be a good option, especially for you guys that are just planning on running Nathan Cleary for the run home, or even if you're going to be running no hookers at all. I know a lot of teams that are high up in the overall standings with the uncertainty around the hooker position that are just going to be running no hookers at all and just copying the AE. The man we've listed for the front row forward slot, I've spoken to a lot of Sharkies fans. They're pretty confident he will never ever see the light of day in a first grade side. He is dual position. Caleb Milne from the Cronulla Sharks. He's a front row forward slash second row forward. He is 137k. Look, he's got a lot of names in front of him. The four that I've listed here, though, Aiden Tolman, Aaron Woods, Andrew Rafita, Braden Hamlin-Ueli, but there's a stack of other names that Caleb Milne will be competing with. Hasn't been playing much reserve grade. As I said, I've spoken to a lot of Sharkies fans surrounding him, and they're saying that he is never going to see the light of day for the run home. So, look, Caleb Milne, dual position, I think you can definitely go worse than picking him up, especially in a front row forward position this year. There was pretty, pretty weak. I think you could look at running two or three of these guys for the run home. For the second row, you Supercoach veterans know exactly who I'm talking about. It's Jared Anderson, who is applying his trade currently in the Newcastle Rugby League competition. I know that because I went and seen him a couple of times go down, and he's playing some great footy, but he's not even playing New South Wales Cup. He's going to have to go through a lot of hula hoops for him to see any first grade footy. 2RF slash centre wing, 137k. Look, Jared Anderson, we know that he is the go-to super coach enough. He's got Josh Jackson, Adam Elliott, Matt Dory, Corey Waddell, just to name a few for him that is challenging. But as we said, he's got to get through New South Wales Cup before he even gets a start at first grade. And a man that's playing in Newcastle footy, I think he's a long way off playing first grade. So Jared Anderson at 173,700, he is your go-to second row enough, in my opinion. For halfback, we've already touched on Zach Tocker-Clay. He is a dual position that can slot in there. But if you wanted to run a separate half enough, considering if you might be also running a hook enough, then I hope I get his name right, but it's Paul Caratiana from the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs. He is a strictly halfback, so no dual position eligibility there, but he is also 173k. With the way that the Bulldogs halves are playing now in first grade, I think it's hard for Kyle Flanagan to get back into the first grade side, let alone anyone else. And Paul Caratiana isn't even playing reserve grade. He's got Avarillo, Flanagan, Lachlan Lewis, Brendan Wakeham all in front of him before he sees the light of day playing any kind of first grade footy. But he's not even playing NSW Cup, so who knows what's going to happen for him. Look, I'll preface this. A lot of these players I haven't heard of. There are a couple that I do follow, but for example, this entry, I've never heard of the bloke before, so he might even be just off the face of the earth, who knows. But yeah, Paul Caratiana, I think, is the best halfback enough option for the run home. Now, moving into 5'8", there were a couple of options here that had dual position eligibility and whatnot, but I wasn't so confident to put the clear-cut stamp down that they weren't going to play. And look, a lot of them probably aren't, but these entries, I just wanted the security of them definitely not going to be able to play. And Jared Sublow from the Canberra Raiders, he's only a 5'8 option. He's also 186k, but he gives me that stamp of approval that he will never see the light of day in first grade this year. Like I said, there's other guys there that have dual position eligibility and whatnot, but I think there's just a couple of question marks, whether they've been named in reserve grade, whether they're starting in a New South Wales Cup or whatnot. But I think Jared Sublow's just got way too much to come through for him to ever even be close to being an 18th man. He's got Jack White and Sam Williams, Matt Frawley, Brad Schneider, all from the Raiders system that I think he's competing with. And the fact that he isn't playing in New South Wales Cup, which is a common theme with these entries, really solidifies him. But I think 5'8th position this year that you want to be running two players in, whether it's SJ and Walker, Luai Walker, even Burton and Luai or Burton Munster, like there's an endless supply of 5'8", whereas I think compared to halfbacks, you might be able to get away with it. I wouldn't be recommend running enough at 5'8", but if you were going to, I think Sublow is probably the best option. For the centre wing position, this was a man who had so much hype coming into the season. It's Eden Gebbie from the Tigers. Now, he's a centre wing fullback, my apologies. He's 137k. This was a guy that was in a lot of people's draft teams at the start of the year, like when they were putting their first sides together, but hasn't really seen much NS Wales Cup footy. Also has a lot to get through to play first grade. Look, a feel-good story coming out of PNG, but yeah, with all the hype around him, I'm surprised he hasn't played much reserve grade footy, but that's great for super coaches. Centre wing fullback, you can switch him around. Look, he's got Dane Laurie, Zach Sini, Moses Mbai, Adam Dewey, just to name a few that he's competing with to get some game time. Even the likes of Ken Mamalo, I think Madge would play at fullback before Eden Gebbie gets a start. But the way the Tigers are playing, who knows? But I think fullback definitely is a position you're not going to be running nuffs in. And centre wing, he could feature as a sort of fifth or sixth option. I think there are plenty of gun centre wings, though, that you may even consider running six of them. But with Jared Anderson also named it at centre wing, as we touched on earlier in the podcast, I think he is an option to look at moving down. But Eden Gebbie also is another great option to slot into your centre wings. And to finish up, for the fullback position, probably the hardest name on this list to pronounce, so if I do butcher it, I apologise. I think it's Joanna Lua from the Cronulla Sharks, 173k, fullback only, as we touched on. I think this entry is pretty irrelevant, but I did want to put one entry in for each position. I think you're going to be running two gun fullbacks for the run home. If you're not, I think it's a very, very ballsy play. But this young gentleman, Janaya, he's got Will Kennedy, Matt Moylan, Connor Tracy, Luke Metcalf, just to name a few, all pushing through. Luke Metcalf, I'm someone I'm very, very high on. Playing New South Wales Cup this year, I think the opportunities for him at first grade are going to be limited. But if you watch the trials, you know how good he was. Connor Tracy, I think he's a very, very safe pair of hands at fullback if ever called upon. Matt Moylan, we know what he can do when he was fully fit. But Will Kennedy's been the star of the show for the Sharks. So I think the options for him, for Jonah Wire to play any kind of footy this year at the first grade level, are very, very, very slim. So look, they were the seven best enough options in my opinion for each position. As I said, there are other options you guys could consider if you want to take the risk with some of them that may come in later in the year, but these were the seven guys I just think were nailed on to not play first grade footy. As I said, this is always a subject to debate. You guys happily let me know if your club has any guys in the Supercoach sort of landscape that aren't going to be playing. But I definitely think two slam dunk picks would be Caleb Milne and Jared Anderson. Both those guys are pretty good options in pretty key positions for nothing, I think. And I also think Zach Docker-Clay as well. He's going to cover two positions that are pretty thin as well. But the run home, it's very, very key. It's key that you guys get it right. And hopefully that helped with your strategy of nothing. But for now, keep your friends close and keep your pods closer.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.